Hello, my beautiful friend. Navigating dips is such a great thing to kind of learn how to do beautifully, kind of gracefully, you know. Because this is like key one to dips is this. Dips are normal. Dips happen to everyone. And it's not like something to be avoided. Like, oh no, here's a dip. I've somehow not been successful. No. If you're having a dip, completely normal. The thing about dips, I think a big thing about that is like how you look at it. I mean, that's with a lot of things, right? I like to picture Ashok's voice. Do you know his voice? You know the one I'm talking about when he says, "Ooh, it's a little dip." Lighthearted. I like to think of his voice and just have it be like, okay, here we go. All right, this is okay. No biggie. And all you're responsible for when you're having a dip is just to float. That is your full focus. That's all you're responsible for. Nothing else. Anything extra, let it fall away. Let it just drop to the wayside. What's that word? Fall to the wayside. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but you get it. Let it just fall away. Anything extra. The only thing that you need to do is just float. So you don't need to be making any kind of forward motion. You don't need to be doing a lot of things to progress. Just float. So your sole responsibility when you're experiencing a dip is to take care of yourself. What feels nurturing? What feels most comforting, surround yourself with that. To distract yourself, what can your cute little brain focus on? That would feel very light, kind of almost mindless, something beautiful, something lovely, something happy-making, something that brings a smile to your face. Something joyful. I have this painting in my living room that is just water. It's like, you know, that water that has all the different shades in it and all the different like tones and little blobs and and it's so beautiful and it's got this reflection on it. That's what I look at when I'm having a dip. I just look at that and I picture float, call float. That's all you need to do right now is just float. It may be good if you have people around you to express to them, I'm having a little bit of a dip right now. So they know, like, can they know, like, the code word that any help that they can give you with food or with things that need to be done in the house or anything, like, will they know the code word that what you may need in that moment before you have a dip? Can you set up a little plan of what you may need in those moments so that you can float and take off any other, in quotation marks, responsibilities you may have? If you don't have others around, if you're just by yourself, can you have a little toolkit for in case of dip, please open? Maybe what's comforting to you? For me, teddy bears are very comforting. A friend of mine once said, what are we, 2 years old? Yep, I guess we are. Because just to hug something just feels super comforting to me. Fluffy blanket. Where do you need to be? Do you need the lights to be off? Do you need quiet? Do you need to hear some gentle, beautiful music? What can you do to float? You could maybe pre-pave the way and plan for the next dip. What will you do? What do you need when that happens? What do you need to nurture yourself? Anyway, the key to dips is, it's okay. No big deal. They happen. And if you could picture what happened before. So did you have a dip before? Yes. Did you come out of it? Yes, you did. And so you will again. So I'm just here to encourage you to be gentle with yourself. There's nothing, another thing with dips, nothing you did wrong that caused the dip. Anything that may have contributed, you'll just know for the future. No big deal for now. And learning our way, finding our way is just a matter of two steps forward, one step back. It's just a natural path, a natural progression. And you're going to do great. You're going to come out of your dip. And then guess what? You know, you might have another dip another day. Another dip another day. Imagine that. You might, because we all do. It's totally normal. And you're good. You're doing a great job. And once you're out of your dip, you'll continue your progression. And for now, all you need to do is just rest and float through your dip. Okay, lots of love to you. Embrace your dip. Bye now.